Two patients here. First name, first patient Jackson, J-A-X-S-O-N. Last name Whittington, W-H-I-T-T-I-N-G-T-O-N. Date of birth 2/7/22. Date of service 6/26/23. This is a one-year-old little boy. Mom brings him in. He's been tugging on his right ear. Also has occasional fevers. In our exam room today, it's 99.0 for low-grade fever. Mom verbalizes similar low-grade fever at the house as well. Period, new paragraph. Patient also has pink eye and some mild exudates, which is obvious at the intercanthus of both eyes. Conjunctiva, much erythema, obvious display of bacterial conjunctivitis with the discharge as well. Period, new paragraph, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no high fevers. He does maintain his activity level, which seems to come and go depending on whether he's feverish or not. Period, new paragraph. Pulse 88, respiration 16, temperature 99, oxygenation 96%. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, negative, surgical history, negative, social history. Lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, he's alert, allows me to interact with him, doesn't seem to be in much distress. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, conjunctiva, much erythema as described above. Mild greenish discharge at the intercanthus of bilateral eyes. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema is present. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous, nothing ominous. No strawberry tongue, oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Heart positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Remainder of this exam is unremarkable. Assessment and plan: bacterial conjunctivitis. Patient will receive tobramycin ophthalmic 0.3%, one drop to each eye every 4 hours for a couple of days. Number one bottle. Period to paragraph. Otitis media. Amoxicillin, 200 per 5 ml, 7.5 ml POBID, number 150 ml, period, new paragraph. Mom's going to monitor symptoms, make sure he gets plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, and she's going to monitor those symptoms and call me or return to clinic if needed. Next patient, Aliana, spelled A-L-I-A-N-A, last name Duran, D-U-R-A-N, date of birth, 3/14 of 21. Date of service, 6/26/23. This is a follow-up visit to a two-year-old. The patient was here on June 22nd when she had multiple sores in her mouth and underneath the nares of her nose and her lip, what appears to be ophthous ulcers, and also had fevers as well, and what appeared to be probable impetigo. She is here as follow-up today. That patient was given acyclovir oral suspension as well as amoxicillin, and they are still on those medications and seems to be dramatically improving. Mom is very pleased with the results. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, pulse within normal limits, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenating well at 99%, allergies none, current medication as above, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, and no association of secondhand smoke. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert. The impetigo sores underneath the nares have dramatically improved, almost gone. Inspection of the oral cavity, the ophthous ulcers, the HSV-type sores, they have dramatically improved as well. Patient is able to eat foods again well and seems as though she's returning to a happy little baby. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, ears, there's no infection, all within normal limits. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Once again, this is a follow-up to fever, blisters, and impetigo. Patient is going to remain on the same medications and seems to be responding well.